You're listening to SBS News.
Martin Griffiths has witnessed a great deal of pain and suffering during his 5 decades working in the humanitarian sector. However, the United Nations Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator says he was shocked to the core during a recent visit to drought-hit Somalia. While in country, he visited a hospital treating starving babies too weak to cry.
We have pictures that we will never share with anyone. And what was, I guess, particularly alarming about it, what is particularly alarming about it, is that it's probably worse in the places from which they come, that they from who haven't walked. It's the people who don't move who we really need to worry about.
The UN says about 730 children have died in nutrition centres across Somalia between January and July this year. It expects parts of the country to be hit by famine in coming months. UNICEF's representative in Somalia, Wafaa Sayed Abdeltef, says malnutrition has reached unprecedented levels.
We have 1.5 million children. This is nearly half of the children under 5 are likely to have acute malnutrition. And of them, 385,000 will need treatment for severe acute malnutrition.
The Horn of Africa region is facing a 5th consecutive failed rainy season. Drought has caused wells to dry up and crops to fail. People have fled their homes in search of food and water. The Danish Refugee Council estimates over 1 million people have been internally displaced so far this year. Its country director in Somalia, Audrey Crawford, says the trek to get help is grueling. Along the way, some die.
Most of them have walked for up to 10 days in search of food and water, arriving with literally nothing in a deteriorated state, with malnourished children or children who have died. Many of the mothers I have talked to had buried children in the previous days, either from contracting diarrhea or measles in the overly congested camps or along the way from malnutrition.
Women and girls are being forced to trek longer distances to access water. UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Mantu says this is heightening their exposure to gender-based violence, sexual exploitation and abuse.
Many children have also been forced to drop out of school to help their families earn a daily income and search for water and pasture, further increasing their risks to forced marriage or family separation.
UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths says it will take another $1 billion to finance a humanitarian plan for Somalia. He's hopeful of staving off the worst if resources can be gathered from the international community.
This is not a place where money will be wasted. This is a place, precisely because of the tragedy of Somalia's history, people know what to do to save people's lives here, including the people who work here in the humanitarian agencies. They do know what to do, and they've done it before, 4 years ago, and it can be done now with sufficient resources.
He warns that famine in Ethiopia and Kenya is also likely. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.